This is The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and also with Kat Arnie. If you'd like to get in touch, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientist, or you can find us on our Facebook page. We love hearing from you. Thoughts and feedback, most welcome.
In August 2014, after 10 years in space, the European Space Agency's Rosetta probe successfully rendezvoused with comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko. Yes! This duck-shaped ball of ice and dust is hurtling along at nearly 120,000 kilometres per hour on a course towards the inner solar system where we are. Rosetta is keeping pace with it and using its onboard instruments to observe the core or nucleus of the comet as it warms up during its approach to the sun.
The data, including some stunning images that Rosetta is beaming back, are now being analysed. One observation that's caught the eye of the mission scientists, though, are some bizarre circular pits. They're each about 200 metres across and they're peppered in small clusters across the comet's surface. They suggest, the team say, that the comet might contain caves.
Colin Snodgrass is a comet specialist with the Open University and he's been taking a look at the new findings for us.
It's a very strange shaped comet. It's got sort of two parts, and it was early on it was kind of described as this rubber duck shape with a head and a body. And this is still useful to think about because it naturally lets you imagine the shape. And the particular thing we're looking at here is on the kind of the back of the duck, there are these large pits, you know, up to a couple of hundred meters across. And these are sort of strange. They don't look like craters that you find on the moon or on asteroids. They are holes that seem to go into the inside of the comet.
How big is the comet itself?
The comet is about 4 kilometres across, so the actual solid body of it is pretty small. When you consider that comets that we see in the sky, actually they're what are called the comae and the tails, the sort of the thin atmosphere, stretches over tens of thousands to millions of kilometres, but it all comes from a very small central icy body that's only the sort of size of a small town.
And where do comets originate from in the first place?
A comet like this one, we think, comes from a region of our solar system called the Kuiper Belt, which is the area of solar system where Pluto is. It's out in the sort of outer observable edge of the system. And it makes them very interesting because bodies that have been out there have kind of been in deep freeze since the time that the planets formed. So what we're looking at is we're looking for at a little remnant from the time of formation of the planets, a leftover building block, if you want.
And how does this comet happen to be coming past us only now, given that it dates from way back 4.5 billion years ago when the solar system formed?
Comets like Churyumov-Gerasimenko actually are only in the inner solar system for relatively short time on the age of the solar system, so maybe a few tens of thousands of years. What happens is that somewhere in the outer solar system out by Pluto, a body like this comes close to some larger object, for example, and the gravitation effect of one of the larger bodies out there like Pluto slingshots small bodies in towards the inner solar system, and eventually they come in and then get into these orbits that take them closer to the sun, and then as they get close to the sun, their ice starts to evaporate away and produce the tails that make them look like a comet as we know them.
And do you think that the same process could also explain these interesting pits?
That was one of the first possible explanations people looked at as well. We know that material comes from a comet. Maybe these are just eroded away, and we see that some of the activity of the comet comes from these pits. But the paper shows that if you do calculations, they can't just form by this way, because the time that the comet is in the area near us in the inner solar system isn't long enough to have dug all of these pits. So the paper goes on to describe then they must have formed by collapse of material into the inside. So the idea is that these are sinkholes, that there's some spaces like a cave or a void inside the comet itself. And then what the activity does is it kind of weakens the surface enough until one of these collapses in to form these holes.
Do we have a stronger idea yet as to what this comet is made of? And even has anyone tried to weigh it so that we can begin to establish what might be in there or might not be in there to make these voids for the material to tumble into?
We have some ideas about this because Rosetta has been making measurements of the surface. And these pits are actually quite interesting because if you look at the walls of the pits, you see what were referred to as these goosebumps, or another phrase that was used was dinosaur eggs, which I quite like, which are these sort of balls a few metres across that make up the wall of the cliff. So possibly this pit has collapsed, allowing you to see the kind of building blocks inside. And in terms of weighing the comet, yes, we have been able to do that because we could measure the deflection of the spacecraft when it first arrived, caused by the gravity of the comet. So we know that its overall density is actually much lower than ice.
So that would fit with the idea that there may be cavities inside into which material could tumble.
Yes.
And make these pits.
Yes, it definitely helps to explain it if we have these cavities inside, sort of like a Swiss cheese type model of the comet.
Colin Snodgrass talking us through the paper announcing those discoveries this week in the journal Nature.